LA.
Going downtown tonight?
I was downtown last night at a toy drive at George's. Yeah. We had a pretty good time.
All right, it's official.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You didn't say you started. We were talking. I haven't seen Ashley like a week.
We're starting.
Okay.
This is some exclusive off-air stuff, podcast things for The Morning After, Q1055.com. It's Eric Chase, Philip Taylor, Bumble Ashley is here, Jeffy McGee is here. We're going to do the trailer game, the holiday edition, in just a couple of moments, because obviously the holidays are coming up. But since we've got two new people, Ashley, Jeff, have you guys ever met?
I don't believe so.
I don't think
hello,
so.
Ashley.
You guys want to shake hands or something or whatever?
A polite shake.
I'll ask you
what
two.
What was that? What just happened?
I don't know. It was weird.
What the hell?
Felt weird.
Okay, yeah.
Apparently, we're being introduced like we're at school or something.
You ever had like a Donald Trump handshake from somebody where like you shake their hand, but then you try to let go and they keep gripping?
They keep gripping? Like, I'm not done with you.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I don't appreciate that.
That's
rude.
I want to bring you two guys into a conversation that we had earlier on the show because apparently Philip and I are.
It's weird.
I've waited for a long time, like 6 months, to bring this up. And because Demetrius is getting closer to potty training, Cohen, I thought it would be the appropriate time. Ashley, is Tucker potty trained?
He's four. Yeah.
I sincerely hope he
was. He was legit like at two. He was like, I'm done with this. I want to go pee on that. And I'm like, cool. And never went his pants.
That's most boys. I want to go pee on that. Yeah. I still am that boy. Yeah. So yeah.
I would like to know if you stand or sit when you wipe your ass.
Just me personally?
Yes.
I sit.
Really?
Why?
It's so weird. Why would you stand?
Okay, ready? I'm going to act this out for you. People listening to the podcast can't see this, but all right, you're down, you're sitting, right? And then for you to wipe, you got to stand, turn around, grab the toilet, and then you got to get in there.
Yep.
9 out of 10,
bottom
the toilet
top.
Paper is like within easy reach of a sitting person.
Wait, but then like you're standing and then like
wait.
Things are touching.
You both sit?
Certain body parts are contacting that aren't contacting
you,
when you're sitting.
You
does
both
it not
sit?
Make it harder?
I've never met anyone that stands.
No. I don't know how you can get where you need to get if you're seated.
Yeah.
I don't know
get
how
in there,
you can get to
Ashley,
where you get.
Wipe till it's white.
I know.
You seem to be accusing us of walking around with
dirty
butts.
That's what it sounds like. You got a dirty butt, guys.
I don't think I've ever met. I've never. I guess I've never asked, but now I will.
Exactly. I want to ask everybody.
So you both stand
to
wipe your butt. Yes. Why not just take a shower while you're at it? Like if you're standing, I'm so. My mind is blown.
All right, now. You do go around, not under, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm a woman. I have to go around. If you go under and you're a chick, then you got some props.
Well, I think if you're a guy and you go like under, like there's stuff in the way. You don't want that's
so look, reach around the other way. There are other paths to the goal here.
And I'm not trying to be ridiculous, but you both are fit gentlemen. What are you trying to reach that you cannot take your arm from hand to butt?
I need to make sure I'm clean, and that requires me to stand.
I want a healthy colon.
Yeah.
I am flabbergasted. Yeah,
I am.
Does Demetrius sit, or does he stand?
He sits.
Yeah, that's normal.
And he was stunned.
Apparently, we have found a very specific, divergence that
we didn't
know about. Yeah,
this is.
We're gonna have to put up like a poll up on the website and see if because I'm betting it's looking like we might have a more even split than I would have thought for this.
Because
I figured everybody sat. I didn't.
I figured everybody's doing.
Yeah.
Why don't you just? Oh, I don't know.
So the one I always heard about was, and Ashley, I think you would be the only person in this room that, for women in bathrooms, hover or sit in a public bathroom.
I'm a sitter. I know there's a lot of
because there's a lot of hoverers that they just don't trust the seat.
Yeah, of all the things where we've got the gender battle of is it better to be a man or a woman, I will concede that it is difficult to be a woman, but the most difficult thing, forget about periods and childbirth, having to hover over a dirty bar over a dirty bar toilet.
Oh my God, you can't say stuff like that. That's not okay.
It is a monthly occurrence in like half
so
of America's
disturbed.
Life. It should be totally okay to talk
which
about.
Which part of those grossed you out?
The monthly flow situation. Like that's
oh my God.
I would take that if I didn't have to like hover over a dirty bar club toilet.
This
nasty.
Is why I like penis, because that's
hello,
just too
hovering
much for me.
While it's that time of the month.
Right. Oh, okay. Right? And I gotta go home. I'm done.
Maybe we should move on.
That's what I'm saying. You have to be a star.
Wiping, stand or sit. We've clearly got something else that will divide us. Evilly in this country, as if we weren't divided enough.
Yeah.
The trailer game's coming up. I wanted to talk to Ashley about something else.
Sure.
We can use a little looser language here because it's all off the air. When I was home in Philadelphia, I texted Ashley, and we call Ashley Bumble Ashley because everyone else called Ashley Bumble Ashley. And I told Ashley.
No one else called me that. Just,
I was
going to
say,
her.
I think that's just you.
Yeah, Kara did. And I did in the studio when, like, was Ashley on Bumble? Like, no, that was the store. Used to have an olive oil store. I texted you while I was home saying,
yes.
I found a place called Olive Lucy,
yeah,
which sold cute. Flavored olive oils. And I was also thinking about when I was home, man, I wish we had blank here in Toledo. And next time we do that topic, we need to have another, my contribution will be, we need a flavored olive oil store back.
Yeah.
You, for people that don't know, used to own, and maybe still do, Bumble Olive Oil?
Yes.
That's not really an answer, I guess, because you did ask a question, but she's not really answering.
My questions are often very, very gray. So I would like a flavored olive oil store here, and we're unlikely to get one, I guess, but you can now talk about this because before it was competition. There's online retailers.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely.
Oh, time out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because not only did we lose you, the Andersons, which was kind of a competitor.
Right.
They had less flavorful or less choices than Bumble.
Well, they didn't know where it came from, first of all. So that was like a weird thing. But yeah, no. I'm totally open if someone would like to own it.
Like, that's just bothering me. I don't know what. Thank you. I want to see your face.
For listeners at home, they have given Ashley a headset that includes a microphone, but that's not the microphone she's using. So Philip apparently felt like it was bothering him enough to interrupt the segment to move it out of the way.
Sorry. I apologize. Continue.
So we lost, like, the marquee places to buy flavored olive oil and balsamic white vinegars, all that. Mm-hmm. But you have some ways for people, like for maybe for your former customers or people who are interested in them. They make good gifts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite place is Vine and Grind. It's the same distributor that I had, but they do like, right? It's like a fabulous name, first of all.
It is.
It's a competitor to Brett's. Vine and Grind.
Vine and Grind. But they do olive oil, balsamic, and coffee. And they're out of Florida. But they have
Where's
like
their
really,
coffee come from? Do you know?
Like everywhere. They'll like... They get
special
it all.
Orders, yeah. You know, specific brews.
They'll get
and so
different
so.
Stuff and they bring it in and roast it and nice. Whatever.
Mm. And it's similarly priced and the
very
same distributor.
Similar. Yep,
as yours?
Same distributor, very similarly priced. I still have a ton of spices, so if anyone's looking for spices, feel free to email me directly. Because I'll be shoveling those out soon once spring hits to get rid of them all.
Aren't you going to do spices for like gifts for everybody this year?
I should, but I didn't. Oh. I did that
I
for 3 years.
I need a gift.
What was?
I have lots.
Was there another? Oh, no, it was the Olive Lucy place that sold online, but you said Vine and Grind?
Yeah, Vine and Grind, and they sell online as well. They're out of Florida. I actually did some training with her back in California, and it's a mother and a son, and they also own a bar. So they're
call
like
it Vine and
perfect
Grind?
People. No, I forget what their bar's called.
Is he gay?
But he is not.
Bump
no.
and Grind.
No. But he's young. He's like 20 or something like that. So Vine and Grind is like a perfect name. He's not. I don't
you
think
have to be
he's
careful
gay.
If you're doing both a bar and a olive oil business. You don't mix up the bottles some night and somebody orders a Manhattan. They end up swilling olive oil all night long.
If it's tasty, I'll drink it.
Yeah. I make like cocktails with balsamic all the time.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like I'll use like the jalapeno with tequila.
Mm, yeah.
Super good. Soda water. The apple one, the white apple one is super good with vodka and soda water. You can't use tonic because it's already, tonic is sweet.
Yeah.
But if you add soda, it's like amazing.
Nice.
So.
Totally converse to that. Olive oil is very, very healthy for you, right?
Yes. True. Yeah. It's very good. Feel like I'm like pitching something that's no longer part of me, so it's like weird. But yeah, no, it is. It's definitely good. I mean, I still use it every day, like, and I still have tons of it.
We can never talk about this because it was like in a way like a small version of payola whenever you'd be on with us,
right? Mm.
But now since your store and the Andersons,
now you're just an enthusiast,
yeah. Right? You know, sharing the love. Like you want to let people know. Like I tell people, usually if there's a what's the store, the comic book store in the mall now.
Oh, there's a comic book store. Oh, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Box Lunch. Sorry, oh, Box Lunch.
There's cool comic book stuff there.
Box Lunch is amazing. Nice. I love that store.
Like, there's such a lack of great geeky stores somewhere in the area.
You should
right
go check it out, Jeffrey. Cool. You'll fall in love.
But I tell people who ask me where I get my shirts, I usually tell them, and they're on sale now for the holidays, $14 at tpublic.com.
Oh, nice.
Now, usually I don't want people to buy stuff that I have. I like the individuality of it. But there's no way. There's so many shirts on this site. There's no way you could buy the same one as me. Like, independent artists submit to it. Mm-hmm. So it would be highly unlikely. Like, if you type in Spider-Man, you'll literally get thousands of entries.
Mm-hmm. I think I went to that once, like, looking for something for Tucker or Kevin or
something. And you can put those designs from the artists on almost anything you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me get Jeff's music ready to go. Avengers music.
Oh, okay.
The best part of my Star Wars going experience the other night was seeing the Infinity War trailer. Mm.
Oh my god,
on the
I cannot
screen.
Wait. Oh my god, that trailer gave me all the life in the world.
All right, let's hold up though, guys. We have to get excited for Black Panther first. Then you can get excited.
Oh, I'm so excited for Black Panther. D's upset because it's coming out in February. He has racial issues with Black Panther, Black
it's
History Month in February. I don't know what that is.
When would you bring it out? It's better that it's coming out before Avengers than after Avengers, right?
Exactly. It needs to.
All right. So this morning it is time once again to do the trailer game, and it is time to think about the holidays and holiday movies. And I don't know why I'm saying holiday movies, because I couldn't find a decent Hanukkah movie to save my life for this list.
What's the Adam Sandler
Eight Crazy Nights. I'm not going to go to that length.
We do need better Hanukkah movies.
Yes, we do. I mean, really, realistically, it's like, you know, it's unfortunate that there is nothing to really point to of a classic Hanukkah movie. Really.
Schindler's List?
Oh my gosh. Too soon? It'll always be too soon.
25 years. It's still too soon. Okay.
25 years. It's been like almost 100.
It came out in 93.
I mean like when the Holocaust happened.
Yeah, the movie came out 25 years ago. But anyway.
Holiday movies.
So, holiday movies. And with D out of the room, the streak will be broken and he isn't even here to defend
it. Or we're
going to
sit here and listen to a trailer for 30 seconds.
Well, Jeff, I'm going to lose.
This doesn't count. We'll
point that out. Say that, but you'd be amazed. So,
Jeff, this doesn't count. Like,
okay.
Towards
okay.
D's streak, so all his right. remains in intact.
All right, so let us go number one on the list, please.
Hey.
Your costume is pretty.
Oh, it's not a costume. Oh, I'm an elf.
Eric by a hair. Well,
yeah.
Technically, I'm a
that's
human.
Elf, yeah, that's elf, yeah.
I like the costume. Darn it. That's the only one I know.
Oh, you'd be amazed. A lot of these are, I think, pretty well-known movies. But Eric, up one to the rest of the rooms, nothing. Of course, I had to put elf on there somewhere. As we go to number two on the list, please.
In this modern age.
Perfect.
Too many people have lost sight of the true meaning of Christmas.
Mom!
Hush! Shut up, Ralphie!
So now...
Christmas Story?
That's Christmas Story.
I wasn't sure.
Your hand was coming down and then it stopped.
I know, because I wasn't sure.
If you guys let the Jew win this, no presents for you.
Merry Christmas.
So the 16th, I think, is it Fox that's doing the live Christmas Story?
Yeah, it's absolutely, you know, they're is it Fox? Yeah, it is Fox.
I think it's Fox.
They're doing a live version, I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at bars.
DVR is a good thing, Ashley.
It's an interesting idea, dude. For some people
judging.
Love that much.
Now you're
doing a completely new version. But anyway, so Eric, up two to the rest of the room's nothing. We go to number three on the list, please.
Somebody's
Eric.
On the roof.
Santa Claus.
That's the Santa Claus.
I was
going to
say that. Okay, I got to stop saying guess of myself. I got to stop it. Go.
Yeah,
okay.
You're your own worst enemy right now.
We had this discussion a couple weeks ago. I got to stop second guessing myself.
Yeah, just go for it. Okay. Even if you get it wrong, you're not losing any points if you do it. So.
Jeff, how many do I have?
You have three.
Okay.
So the rest of the room's nothing.
Guess how many of these movies I've seen so far. Zero.
Calm down, Jewish
boy. All right. Number four on the list, please.
Welcome to an extraordinary world. Filled with magic.
Oh, Polar Express?
Nope.
Open your mind.
See, that's why I don't do that.
And let yourself go. To a place where every day is Halloween. And every night.
Now, you already guessed.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's the Nightmare Before Christmas. Thank you very much.
For Nightmare Before
this
Christmas?
Is Halloween. This
that's I'm sorry, but with. In my mind, it's both a Halloween and a Christmas movie. I know people will debate me on this till Kingdom Come, but I think it fits for both.
It came out in November.
Does.
We looked that up.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's kind of like
kind of a half-half thing.
Yeah.
So. All right. So Eric, four. The rest of the room. Have you at least seen Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
Oh God. Okay.
I love Danny Elfman. Though.
Have you seen Lion King?
No.
I met somebody. Oh my God. What is your life? Okay.
Haven't
keep going. I can't talk to you.
Haven't we done this before?
I can't talk
You've
to you.
You've never seen Lion King?
correct.
You're not a human.
Didn't remember when we had people call for like 4 hours? Have you seen it? No. Have you seen it? No.
And you get on my case for not seeing movies nowadays.
I feel like I've seen nothing.
All right, number five on the list, please.
On Christmas Eve many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed.
Polar Express.
Oh, God.
I'm going to blow Tom you Hanks. Up. And I was listening. I was like, whose voice is that?
God, Eric, five. The rest of the room, goose egg.
Didn't see it.
I can hear nothing.
You can't hear anything?
That one was low. It's I had to turn mine
well,
up.
That one was relatively quiet. So, okay. So let's go to number six on the list, please.
In a place where the Christmas spirit is everywhere.
Have the best Christmas ever!
The Grinch. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, my God. Phillip's
Jim Carrey.
On the board. And they didn't even get to the part where actually you would hear that.
I just
hear
wanted
his voice
someone
right
to get a point. I don't care who.
Besides
is.
Him? Yeah. That's usually my life, Ashley. Welcome to my world.
I know I'm going
to
lose.
Usually
but...
this is D that we're doing this with, where everybody's desperate for D not to win. Eric has become the juggernaut of the holiday movie game.
Celebrate Christmas. Who are you? What is happening?
The head Jew in charge.
Number seven on the list, please.
You have all been chosen for the starring role as Santa Claus.
Damn it!
Bad Santa.
That's Bad Santa. Very
I've well. Never seen Bad Santa, one or two.
It's a wonderful, hilariously wrong movie.
Yeah,
you have
I'm
to
sure.
see that one.
There's a sequel, right?
Yes, yeah. There was. Came out last year. So Eric, still with five. Philip now with two, catching up slowly. Ashley, thanks for
Zero.
Being here. All right, let's go to number eight on the list, please.
Humbug. He was the greediest man alive.
It's Ebenezer Scrooge.
No, it is, but
tonight,
not... I'll let you guess another one.
A Christmas Carol?
Yes, but there's a specific Christmas Carol it is that I want.
Muppet's Christmas Carol.
There it is!
I can't guess it again.
No, I'm going to let him guess it again because again, you both were basically right, but there was a specific version I wanted, so... It was a Muppet's Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. The best version of the Christmas Carol, if I will happily say
I'll
so.
I agree with you
I would
on
agree
that
with
one.
That.
So, so Philip, three. Eric, five. There is still a chance here, however minimal.
Yeah.
As we go to number nine on the list, please.
We thank you one and all and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's Christmas Eve in L.A.
Die Hard.
That's Die Hard.
Not a Christmas movie.
No, it is not, but everybody freaking talks about it being a Christmas movie, so I had to include it in there somewhere.
Do you know how, like, being gay has become accepted over the years?
Thanks, Eric. Being
Thank
black has become accepted
let us know
over the years.
Gay marriage is now legal.
Yes.
Like, I think it's the same thing with Die Hard. So many people campaign for it. They're like, fine, it's a Christmas movie. We've come a long way in Die Hard.
I wasn't expecting you to go to Die Hard with
and
this.
And gay marriage. Yeah, like, that's not
like... That's not apples
Where
apples.
Else
no.
have we socially progressed besides homosexuality?
That's not social progression. That's
to
people being annoying
hard?
about a supposed Christmas movie.
So, whining. It's people whining.
People whined about gay marriage.
No.
And they got it.
Oh, God.
We're
going to
let him live his truth right now.
We're going to move on. As we go to number 10 on the list, please.
Billy Pelser has a nice home.
Billy, is that you?
Yeah, Mom, it's me.
A nice job. A nice girl.
Uh-oh. If you're not doing anything this Thursday night, maybe happen? You'd like to go out on a date with me?
I'd love to.
And loving parents who are about to give him...
You're going to like this. No, don't shake it. We're going to have to open it now. It won't wait till Christmas.
The most unusual gift he ever got.
Gremlins!
That's Gremlins!
That little noise.
I didn't think of it. I was like, those guys.
So close. I saw the light bulb start to light in your head, and you just didn't
Darn
go
it.
For it.
I guess it was a Christmas movie, yeah.
Yes, it was. It took place at Christmas, although it was released in the summer. Actually, the exact same weekend as Ghostbusters.
Don't get
And for
wet.
The next 6 weeks, the box office was Ghostbusters 1, Gremlins 2.
Yeah.
Literally. I've never seen anything like that where they just kept up the entire time. So, all right. So, Eric is going to win.
Yeah.
But you know, Philip could have a moral victory.
Well, wait.
Sort of.
I have four and you have
six.
Look at that. I forgot you got
Unless
extra
I make
point.
This last one count for two.
Let's do that.
Let's let Ashley get this one so
okay.
you don't get shut out.
I'll probably never actually
no,
know.
No, you
it.
Never know. This is maybe one of the most famous, so please.
I suppose it would be better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Oh my God.
Don't whisper it to me. I'm not a cheater. Just hit your table and say it. A
chance Miracle on 34th Street.
No!
I can't think of the other one.
Oh, my God.
Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid. That's right.
I live in a
Jimmy
shack
Stewart.
In Potter's Field, and I ain't never seen you before
you
in my life.
You guys don't remember the name.
I
oh my God!
To see my wife and family.
This house ain't
it's
been
a
lived
wonderful
in for
life.
There it is.
I was thinking, it's a wonderful Christmas. No. Like,
all those, the old ones. They're all Miracle on 34th Street.
Apparently, every Christmas movie made before 1970.
They played that at the Valentine last night.
Or maybe 1980. Aww. And so, as a result, the Star Wars Holiday Special is also Miracle on 34th Street. It's a miracle it was made at all.
Yes.
Truth.
Well,
Eric. Congratulations, you have successfully dominated the Christmas, although I will say that Philip did do much better than he normally does.
I try.
Does.
You know, I try. I don't really watch Christmas movies because Christmas sucks, but I try. So, there's that.
Christmas sucks. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. I have no time to watch movies at all. So.
Yeah. These are all, nothing's new. I mean, the newest one on there was what, Elf?
Maybe Bad Santa. No, somewhere in there. But yeah, but a lot of these were, you know, pretty modern. I always try and skew modern with these. I just threw It's a Wonderful Life in there because I figured I had to. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful life, for goodness sakes. It's one of the ones that everybody I thought knew. New, but apparently not.
Nah. Yeah. That was black and white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't know it.
Ten Commandments, there's Jewish people. That would be a holiday movie, right?
I don't think that's...
It's not really focused on the birth of Christ. That's isn't that kind of the whole Christmas
Passion
movie thing?
Passion of the Christ?
No, I'm not, gonna, I'm not going there.
Right. Hey! There we go.
No?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
but if you don't have that, you don't have Christmas movies.
Well, frankly, there. What in that movie took place around the holiday season anyway? So
him dying and coming back to life.
But that would be 4 months from now. That would be Easter.
I put on my Instagram about 60 minutes ago, only because I was asked a question and it blew my mind. When you wipe your ass, do you sit or stand? 75% sit.
Yes.
Are we weird?
You're not that weird. I mean, a full quarter of the people still sit.
You're being way too nice.
Still stand. So.
That is so weird.
We might be different, but you know what? We got clean assholes.
You right? You accurate?
I'm still confused by that whole thing. I don't understand how you think it's cleaner while you're standing versus while
there,
you're like.
You get to, like, you know, get in there and make sure it's wiped to your white. Right. Like, everything's clean.
You should get a bidet.
You're onto something there.
A bidet.
Hold on now.
Kevin wants a bidet
Hold
so
on
bad.
Now.
For Philip, Bumble Ashley, Jeffy McGee, the Morning After podcast, exclusive material, Q1055.com, every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Q105.